Because I need to throw him the ball more. He's a hell of a guy. No, that's a great compliment, but you know, he makes it pretty easy. I mean, you guys, I don't think you need me to point out much stuff why he's so good. Same stuff I said last week, but, you know, Julio keeps taking care of his body, keep being healthy, being a pro like he's been, and I think things will continue for him.
What about Brad?
What's that?
No, go ahead. How did he look today?
He didn't go much today, so, you know, he's still trying to come back. You know, he's very limited. So hopefully we'll get to see a little bit more tomorrow.
What about Roddy? What do you know, he's not being really involved right now. Where do you stand with that? How do you get him more involved?
I thought actually, you know, it doesn't always show up on the stat sheet, but I thought Roddy had his best game last week. You know, he only got one opportunity that got called back on a penalty, but I thought he did a hell of a job in the run game. That was his best game blocking out of all three of them. And when he did have his routes, he got open. Now, the progression didn't go there. Went to other people most of the time, but you know, I thought Roddy did a good job last week, and hopefully he continues it this week.
How do you think he's handling all that?
He's been great. You know, Roddy, you know, he worked as hard as he's had last week, and run and pass game, he did both. He's been great this week, and I think Roddy's a pro. He's at a point in his career, he just wants to win, and he's really contributed to helping us win these last three games.
When you got here and you were using a run scheme that's different than it was here, and you were evaluating your running backs, what was it about Freeman that you thought he could fit in this scheme?
That he presses his blocks, he doesn't dance around, he makes one cut, he gets downhill, and he tries to run through people. He's got the ability to make you miss, and he's got the power and physicality to run you over. And when you got a guy like that, it's you usually are getting positive runs.
Is this scheme, as you say, for running backs, that it takes patience? Was that a big attribute, you think?
Yeah, it takes patience, it takes feel, you know, it takes reps. It's, you know, running back's always a hard position. You know, a lot of it's natural, but you know, I think Free got better as the game went. You know, we had him back in OTAs and minicamp, and we were real excited about him. Then he got hurt in training camp and didn't get to see him much. And he just got healthy those first 2 weeks of the year where he was still coming back. And I felt like, you know, he got the carries in this game, and he got better as the game went. And, you know, I think he's always been comfortable, but since the injury, it's taken him a little bit while to get back. And I think everyone could see that he started getting comfortable in that Dallas game.
Once a running back gets kind of that second level, does it kind of just go?
Yeah, it's hit it. You sit, if you sit and think about it and start to dance, there's going to be nine guys hitting you from every single direction. So you got to hit it. You got to go. You cannot hesitate. You can't sit there and think about it. And that's what I talk about, the natural ability. You just got to go. And Free does that as good as anyone.
You and your staff coach the outside zones. Do you involve the running backs and the offensive line? Does everybody learn it together?
Yeah, we involve everybody. I mean, the receivers are in there, the quarterbacks. We don't have a run meeting. We're not. The entire offense is in there. It takes all 11 to run the ball well. And I thought we did as a group, from the wideouts to the running backs to the quarterbacks, getting us in the right runs. They did as good of a job as they've done this year versus Dallas.
Now, when you get hired and you know that you're going to get a chance to work with Julio, what's the first thing that you do?
Not much. I mean, it's, you know, I've had some good receivers before, right. And it's not. I mean, it's exciting when you have them, you know, especially Julio, because you know, I've had some real talented guys. You know, I've had Andre Johnson and Pierre and a good group of players. But, you know, the one thing with Julio is he can run the entire route tree. And when you got a guy who's as talented as him who can run the entire route tree, it's very easy to move him all over because he's capable of doing it all. So it really doesn't matter whatever we ask him to do. He has the ability to do it. And we try to keep him fresh and keep him moving around. And he definitely hasn't disappointed.
When they're double-teaming him, there would seem to be from the outside a reluctance to want to put the ball there. With him, it still seems like you guys have managed to have success throwing towards him in that situation.
I really don't ever want the quarterback to throw in a double coverage. You know, I feel like there was one time in particular this year that I didn't think Matt made the right decision. He threw in a double coverage, and Julio still made the play. So that was versus the Giants, that one-handed catch. But besides that, you know, Julio's gotten open, and he's done a good job of it. Matt's hit him when he's open. When he hasn't been open, we progress and go to the other eligibles. You know, sometimes it's hard for all the other guys to get the numbers, too, because Julio's done a good job of getting open.
When you watch that play happen, Kyle, are you like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, yes?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, why is he throwing this? And then I'm like, great job overcoming coaching. It was a hell of a decision.
I mean, he's on pace to have a ridiculous season. I mean, is it possible, do you think, that a receiver can go ahead and hit that 2,000-yard mark?
Well, yeah, it's definitely possible. I think someone asked me that a few weeks ago. I mean, I'm not saying that's going to be Julio or anything, but I think Calvin was only 50 yards away, so it's a matter of time. But, you know, that's definitely not something we think about. You know, if Julio doesn't get any balls this week, he's doing his job also, because that means he's taking coverage away and helping out other guys. And when Julio isn't open, other guys got to step up. We're just not going to force it to him. And it goes full circle. We're going to need everybody this whole year, and each week's going to be different. Each quarter's going to be different, and we got to be ready to adjust with whatever defense presents to us.
Even though teams know he's going to get the ball, even though they key on him, how does he keep getting open and keep getting himself in a position to go ahead and make the catch?
He's pretty good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, is it the way that you move him around, or are there particular things that he's able to do that?
I mean, that helps. It helps moving guys around, because it's hard to just double people all over the field. There's certain fronts and run fits that people have to stay sound, to stop your run game, to stop your play action, your bootlegs and stuff. So it makes it hard when you move him around. But and the guy's still got to get open, and he's done it wherever he's been.
Does it go back to just the work he's putting in, like watching film? He said that he's able to pick out which DBs can catch it and who can't. And he'll actually tell Matt during a game, this guy doesn't have good ball skills.
Yeah. Julio works at everything. He enjoys football. He doesn't just come in here to knock out the day and get through stuff. You can tell he enjoys it. He enjoys the meetings. He enjoys talking ball. I think he's a fan of the game. And when you have a guy like that, it's pretty easy to coach, because you can tell he's entertained by it. And you always want to give him stuff that helps him. You know, it's our job to help guys. And usually when you can help a guy, guys listen and they kind of eat it up. And Julio's that type of person.
We always talk this week how good J.J. Watt is. When you're game planning, the phrase of always knowing where he is, that kind of thing, how does that much does he affect what you want to do?
He affects a ton of it. I mean, he's as good of a player as there is. And he's at a tough position being a five technique, where, you know, it's not just like moving Julio around. It's not always easy to help guys with them, especially when you have people like Clowney and Merciless, and when you have those guys outside of them. So, you know, it creates some serious issues, and that's why they're a very good defense and they've been very good. So we're going to try to help people as much as you can, but you can't do that all the time. So guys are going to have to earn their check versus him.
Kyle, how important is it to get a good kind of a scout team look from someone like that?
It's extremely important every week. You know, it's, you know, with someone like that, I'd like to say it's more important, but I mean, you're not going to find someone to give you that look. They're definitely not going to be on scout team if you do. But it's important every week. I mean, just what we ask of our scout team, you know, we run a very similar run plays each week, but the techniques are totally different. Whether you're playing against a 3-4, 2-gap team, whether you're playing against guys who just shoot their gaps, and you got to change everything up and how you block stuff every single week, and you really only have 3 practices to do it. So, you need good looks from those guys. They got to study the other people on tape, and we've had a good group of guys who've helped us a lot each week.
Can you get too caught up in worrying about where he is every play?
Oh, yes, definitely. You can psych yourself out. I mean, you can't control it. If he's their only good player, then, yeah, you can do something about it. But he's not. They got a bunch of good ones, and he's going to make his plays. And you hope when he does make his plays, you just make sure you don't turn it over, and so you can live another down and come back. And hopefully we get a chance to make some of ours too. And it's going to be a tough game. I think this defense is as good as any, and we got our work cut out for us.